This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I was waiting for them to say something other than walk it like I talk it.
You're going to have to keep waiting.
I also like letting these roll a little bit to see if Stiz forgot to bleep something out or give the clean version and see if we can get in trouble. It's always a fun game to play.
Why not?
So this is who, Migos?
Be edgy.
Offset, is that Offset's voice?
No, not right there, no. I bought a plane, Jane, roll it. Still not.
Who else is Stiz? What does he do? Who else is in Migos?
It was Offset,
yep.
Quavo, and Takeoff. And unfortunately, Takeoff was killed a few years ago.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. That is unfortunate. Yeah. Poor one.
But Offset's had a solo career. He's doing all right.
Is he?
Yeah, well, he's asking for spousal support.
Is the idea just to
Cardi,
pick, like,
so
to put together a hip hop band? Do you just like take a couple of different like adjectives and like verbs and just?
Well, first off, it's not a hip hop band. It's
yeah,
a hip-hop
sorry,
group.
Hip-hop he is
group,
helping
sorry.
My cred today. He has definitely been the older, whiter man on this show.
Blow it out, your midlife ass.
No midlife crisis for Drake May. He year two jump is coming apparently this week because. After a report that it was 4 interceptions and 8 passes, and then a report last week from Tom Curran and others that he was just flat out missing throws and inaccurate and they weren't even close. Drake May today, 14 of 16 passes completed, according to the reporters on hand, including Phil Perry. Drake May made accurate throws down the field to Kayshawn Booty and Ramondre Stevenson, which were the top plays for that unit. So we've been waiting for it. Drake May, after we hear from Josh McDaniels, by the way, noted visor wearer who is excited that.
Do you guys ever go to the visor club at the same time?
No.
It's like the American Airlines lounge before you fly, like the Delta lounge, right?
Steve Spurrier's there.
Yep.
Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
A few other guys.
Mike Gundy.
It's a small
Gundy.
Club we got there. Yes, Dan Ball?
Who wore visors first around the Patriots, Josh McDaniels or Andy Hart?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I'm going to say it's a tie. It's a push.
You may
we
have
arrived
there
at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you guys are just kindred spirits.
But I feel like Josh's hairline changed over time, so therefore maybe the visor came in later.
No, I think he was a visor guy early
Straight
on.
Straight up.
When he arrived from Michigan State, I think he was a visor guy. I think we were both visor guys that first summer in Foxborough in 2001.
So you were a visor guy before you got to the Patriots and started working there?
Yeah, because I've always had a big head, and I've told you the reason I wear a visor is because hats don't fit right. I need the convertible to allow headroom.
Understood. Okay.
That's where it is.
Just making sure one didn't copy the other. I was trying to get to the root of, all right, who started this?
Yeah, because I don't think his is head size related. It's more of a fashion choice.
It's a sartorial choice.
Yeah. It's not out of necessity like it is for me.
And this has been visor talk.
No, this is Drake May talk because Drake May finally made some plays.
Oh, and conveniently enough, in front of state media today.
Yes. Well, at least now we don't have to listen to
the
sources.
The cartel.
The sources saying, you know, I know he's been bad the two times the media was there, but when the media's not there, he is blowing doors. He is great. It's accurate and no turnovers.
The crazy thing is he attempted 16 passes and completed 18.
It's weirdest thing, and you get that sometimes from the reporters on hand. But I know it's a good step. We were talking about it. It wasn't ideal. No one was worried. I forgot how Tom Curran termed it with the midday guys on Tuesday. He said, "I'm not worried, but I'm concerned," or "I'm not concerned, but I'm worried." I forgot.
I think it was, "I'm not worried, I'm concerned."
Yeah, which I still
it
don't.
It sounded very parental.
If he had said disappointed, I would have gotten it. If he said would have said, "I'm not worried, I'm disappointed," I would have gotten it. But today is a good day for the Patriots. Drake May is making plays, completing passes to teammates who are actually teammates, not teammates who play defense for a living, and completing passes down the field. And Stephon Diggs is there. Wow. Yeah, 14 of 16. I mean, that's fine. Like, that's fine.
How'd the pastor not look?
Like, who cares? If I see him this year, you're going to get Cranky Andy on a postgame show.
I'm going to have to deal with Cranky Andy on the postgame show, no matter what.
I think these are going to be very entertaining games, weeks, teams to cover, postgame shows. There's a lot for this team to be intriguing.
So the second day of June, you're already saying there's a chance you might be optimistic Andy as often as Cranky Andy on the postgame show.
100%. I just don't think it's going to turn into the victories that necessarily.
So what is that going to make our Patriot Mondays then? Is that going to be Moral Victory Mondays?
No. There might be some.
Might want to win more Monday?
Pussyfoot Mondays, where we're asking Drake May questions about not winning but still trying his best and those types of things. Maybe not turning the ball over late. Josh McDaniels there, though, talking about attendance. And I do think he's right. I heard the midday guys talking about this. I don't know that there was ever perfect attendance at all these OTAs. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's notable people. Sometimes it's not notable people. Sometimes it's people getting, you know, points with their wife because she's pregnant or whatever. They might have reasons to stay away, family reasons to stay
and
away.
She could be, you know, hanging out with different members of Migos.
Well.
Or Steph Diggs.
Like two now because.
Well, still members.
Takeoff is no longer with us.
Took off.
Oh.
To what?
Death too humor?
That would be my hip-hop name, too soon.
Damn.
But it would be two.
Your wife named you that.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
What?
2:37, now we're dragging the wives in?
No, I'm just, I've heard her say that.
When?
I don't know. But this is a good sign. Jeez. So it's interesting. We come in with Josh McDaniels' audio, and this was the question slash the reason that I think everybody wants to excuse Drake May for why he had a couple bad days to start. Josh McDaniels, new offense. He's learning the lingo. And we all know that historically, Josh McDaniels' offense has been difficult. It's high level.
But why do people here's the thing that still doesn't compute to me. Why do certain people, like our pal Christian Fourier, why did he say it's not that difficult?
Because he's not a quarterback.
Because he got it?
And he's not a quarterback.
Well, I know he didn't play quarterback.
If he was a quarterback, I think he would believe.
But so
it was
many,
more
but like
Christian Fourier never had to call the play, never had to say a long-winded play name that had different words instead of like
he, you know, had
909 fly 350 or.
But
something.
As a tight end, don't you need? You got to know the offensive line just as much as you need.
Yeah, the tight
to know
ends try to tell you they're the smartest guys on the team. They're not.
Dante Scarnecchia once said the tight ends.
Well, they're involved in everything,
right?
But
so they need to know as much as possible.
Do they set a protection? Do they have to read the coverage as much as the quarterback does?
They do a little bit of it.
They do a little bit of it. Yeah. The quarterback does a lot of it.
Yeah, he does.
He has to do it for everyone. Fourier is reading the safety for his adjustment, his sight adjustment, Drake May is reading that same safety, as well as the corner for the outside receiver, the corner on the slot, the corner on the backside.
Don't forget the safety.
All of this within seconds.
Hey, who's the mic?
55's the mic.
55's
always
this play,
the mic. 55? It's like, tails never fails, and 55's the mic. Just go with it.
Now it's got to be weird, though, with linebackers wearing like 8.
Well, that's why Brady bitched about it, if you remember.
Right.
Oh, but we're not going to be able to set our protections. Every quarterback's going to get sacked.
7's
every play.
The mic. Oh,
and guess
no.
what? Nothing happened.
Nope.
They played football.
No different.
Fine.
They still
Nothing
play football.
But do we see this as a step forward for Drake May? A simple thing, like a simple practice where reporters leave happy. Saying good things, writing 14 of 16, no turnovers.
It represents a pivot, or rather, at least like a
pivot strong.
A turnabout. Okay, the ship is turning around, maybe.
Yeah, back on course.
Okay,
I don't think we were ever headed for an iceberg, but we're back on course.
We've recharted the course.
Yes, and I think that's a good thing. So there's two big stories today coming out of OTAs. There's actually going to be a third in a little while because if you're a David Andrews fan, around 3:30. I'm sure there's people that aren't.
Who wouldn't like David Andrews?
Brian Stork. Didn't he take his job?
Brian Stork also
didn't like anything. He was a miserable human being and the worst player I ever
you say the same thing because I've heard other people that I'm not going to name unless you want to name them.
Intentionally assaulting people with his luggage.
What?
He used to like intentionally hit people with his luggage.
Like he would drag it and purposely hit.
He was a bad guy.
What's more annoying than when someone drags their luggage right into your Achilles?
I mean, I'm sure there's other things, but that's not a great one. But David Andrews, around 3:30, will be a press conference at Gillette Stadium. He's announcing his retirement. As we kind of speculated when he got cut, that he might be one of those guys that doesn't really want to move on.
I told you when he was kind enough to stop by the Doug Kite event a few weeks ago at Vitamin C, he was way below his playing weight. And I'm not just talking like, hey, he took off a few pounds and he'll put it back on in August to get ready for the season. Like he was, I won't say svelte, but he was fit.
Probably helps to like climb those tree stands and sit in those tree stands to be a little lighter on your feet than, you know, if you're 315 pounds, you're probably checking the weight rating on those
as opposed to like 270.
Yeah, you're hanging in a tree still by like one strap.
He's still a big boy, but he's not like offensive lineman big, but good for him.
Yeah, big country boy.
But we had both said that we kind of hoped he would retire, not because we didn't want to see him play anymore, but rather like, hey, great career, made a lot of money, and you're walking away with your health.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a great Patriot. If there weren't such a logjam of all-time great Patriots, he's a Patriots Hall of Famer, right? A decade career. You know, I would put him similar on, I don't know if this is respectful, disrespectful. Our guy Ted Johnson is in the same boat. 10 years, nice Patriots career, plays for only one team. And if guys like Gronk and Brady and Vinatieri and, you know, Hall of Famers of the Pro Football Hall of Fame level didn't exist, those guys are all team Hall of Famers, and I think they eventually will be when the backlog kind of finishes up here. 617-779-7937. Up next, we're going to talk about the player that I believe Nick Fitzy-Stevens is most excited about with your New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. He is having dreams about this young player and what he can do for the 2025 season. We'll talk about that guy next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Catchy.
I'm just guessing this is Cardi B.
Nailed it.
What's the B stand for?
You know, I don't know. Might be her last name. Not sure.
Just B, the letter B?
Brothers. Isn't there the Cardi brothers, Nick, Ron, and Pete down in Rhode Island? They run a furniture store.
Cardi's Furniture.
Yeah.
I think I almost crashed my brain car thinking about that.
That was a good connection. This thing works in weird ways. Weird ways.
It is a terrifying place.
It is. Could be a terrifying place in front of a rookie running back for the Patriots this year because Travion Henderson, correct me if I'm wrong, super fans in the room, so I'll put you on that list, Fitzy.
Right.
I'll put Stiz on that list, although I wavers
might be,
at times.
Stiz might be more super fan than I know.
Okay. Who is the most popular or universally appreciated rookie? Is it Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams? Those are my two candidates.
Offense or Will Campbell, because they're all
no,
on offense.
No, not Will Campbell. No, you can't.
You're
heard
not allowed?
Will Campbell, to me, is not in the running. I've heard enough people criticize Will Campbell, question the pick.
Oh, you took your Will Campbell ball and went home?
No, no, no. I love him, but Ted doesn't love him. Like, just in this show, one of the three hosts doesn't love him. Whereas Travion Henderson, we all wanted, we all liked. I haven't heard a bad word about Travion Henderson.
It was, by the way, the first time that I ever, and I told you before, I stopped with the whole thing about developing draft crushes, hoping the Patriots would take them, because it ended last year with McConkie, because they never actually drafted that guy. But this was the first time I ever remember having a draft crush or just trying to focus my energies on them taking that guy and then taking that guy. I still can't believe that they drafted him.
Oh, really? Mine was Gronk. I wanted Gronk.
I didn't know enough about Gronk. I was like,
you want to hear what I would have nailed if they had listened to me? Now, they did the tight end double dip that year.
I remember.
Unfortunately.
Second round, fourth round. Well, he was still a great player. It's just that he had
murdered
some
people.
Off,
just
I was gonna
what?
Say, off
There's
field
no
issues.
Way to end that sentence without
okay.
just saying he murdered
so
people.
He was a little murdery.
I wanted them to draft Rob Gronkowski, and in the man. Athletic role,
uh-huh.
Jimmy Graham. Imagine if Gronk and Jimmy Graham had been on the same team.
Man.
That would have been
that
something.
That would have been two tall people.
Travion Henderson. 1,000-yard
mm-hmm.
back?
Eventually, yes.
Rookie.
This season, no. No.
Why?
What's that?
Why not?
Because no rookie back in the Josh McDaniels system has ever rushed for 1,000 yards.
When has the Josh McDaniels system in New England not included Bill Belichick?
Never.
Dun, dun, dun. This could be the year.
It could be.
Travion Henderson, everybody tells me he's going 80 yards at some point. He will have an 80-yard touchdown run, right?
Well, all right, let's set it right here,
so
right now. Ready? Here we go.
920 more yards
okay, ready?
To 1,000.
67.5. That's your over-under. You know how I like to set, like, mid-show random over-under?
Okay, 67.5.
We're betting a gold or a 24-ounce Miller Lite can.
Okay.
That's our standard bet.
Okay.
That does he go over or under that on longest touchdown run?
Over.
Okay.
He's going to have an 80-yard touchdown run.
Okay.
75, right. Maybe.
I'll take the, well, still touch over 67.5.
Yeah. He will have an, he will
take,
have an
I'll
over
take the
on
under.
That because his explosiveness, the opportunities, mm-hmm. he's going to, absolutely. He will have that. But
what if the passing attack suffers and then people focus on the running attack too much?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He could also have a swing pass that he takes 75
yards. Because I'll allow. Swing, a screen pass will be allowed.
He will, okay.
Longest touchdown from scrimmage,
play
over 67.5.
Yes, he will have okay. that. Will he lead the team in rushing?
No.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think they're going to try to get everything they can out of Ramondre Stevenson this year and then set him sailing.
And when
next year.
When slash if he potentially fumbles, what happens?
Then Travion Henderson comes in the game. You know what Travion Henderson didn't do?
Fumble.
Julian Edelman loves hearing about his pass pro. I love reminding people he doesn't put the ball on
so
the carpet.
The two things that usually limit, you say Josh McDaniels and I say Bill Belichick, whatever, rookie running backs, young running backs,
yep.
are often limited in New England.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that generally limit young running backs are ball security,
mm-hmm.
pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
What is Travion Henderson good at?
Ball security and pass protection.
So what is holding him back from being an
Ramondre Stevenson's
rookie?
Veteran status.
Oh, the guy who fumbles seven times a year
that he's
ago?
He's overpaid.
That guy's holding him back?
Highly compensated.
Seven times.
I remember.
Seven! Joe Castiglione.
That's usually where you have Joe Castiglione going,
yes.
Seven!
No, I think Travion Henderson has an absolute chance to be the lead running back on this team. I think
he could take. I would it surprise me? Would I be completely surprised if he supplants Ramondre by the end of the season? No, but do I think Ramondre still will be the lead back for the majority of the season? Yes.
Okay, well, let's do another gold Miller Lite on he'll lead the team in rushing.
Oh, for sure,
Travion Henderson.
Most rushing yards, Travion Henderson.
Yes.
All right, I'll still go with Ramondre because again, the whole entire idea of we already have this used car, so let's run this for as many miles as we can until it's time to take the shiny new car.
Why don't
car.
We try to win?
Well, there's that too.
I mean, you people all have this team winning 10 games.
253.
So I would prioritize trying to win, not prioritize, well, let's wear down this guy before we kick him to the curb because he makes some money. Who's the better running back?
A little thunder and lightning.
Who's the better running back?
Hammer and sickle. Right
now?
Hammer
and sickle?
I would probably say.
With a Russian flag?
Yep, that's it. Joy and pain, thunder and rain.
We're now the communist backfield in New England. We share the load.
Burger
and
fries.
Hammer and sickle. Okay, great.
Glizzy and Tower. Who's the better?
This is awkward.
Who's the better running back? I would say. Between the two right now, I would still say it's Travion Henderson. I think he's going to be the better running back.
So you don't believe Mike Vrabel will put the best player out there?
He's
Gerard Mayo 2.0. Who was the best quarterback to start the year last year?
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, who was the best quarterback to start the year last year?
The quarterback that started, obviously.
No, it was Drake May. even the coach told us, well, Drake May won the job, but we're going to start Jacoby Brissett. So is Mike Vrabel going to do the same thing?
Actually,
he's going to say the best running back is Travion Henderson,
even Mike Vrabel who said it. Josh McDaniels said they are open to auditioning anyone that was drafted by the team, recently signed, whatever. Mac Hollins could be wide receiver one if he outperforms everybody.
Yeah.
Could be Kyle Williams. Travion Henderson will have the opportunity to be RB1 on this team. I just believe
that they're going to go with Stevenson. Why?
I have a feeling he'll probably get himself in great shape. He's going to probably, he knows that this is big for him to make that money. Otherwise, he's going to be hitting the door. Andy, he could even be cut before the season starts. What? And the guy has already had a tough enough 2025.
Yeah, no, he's had some issues.
He's had some off-field issues.
Football issues a year ago and off-field issues now. And it is unfortunate because I loved him. I thought.
Wait, can't you?
I used to call him the poor man. What happened? Saquon Barkley.
I thought he was a poor man.
The fumbling is inexcusable. Okay. And I think he's definitely gotten a little worn down in recent years. He's had to work his ass off for every yard he's gotten the last couple of years. Every yard. Well, we talk about it a lot, that Cincinnati game, it was all yards after contact.
Did you see the offensive line last year?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Have you seen the offensive line this year?
Well, they might be better. Remember the other day I said in my three-point stance, the smartest thing this team could do so as to avoid any miscalculations or errors with Drake May trying to process, understand, and organically absorb the Josh McDaniels offense, if it is too tricky for him at first, be a power running team. And I think it was either Curran or Curran agreed, saying it's a hell of a lot easier to run block. You would probably agree as well than it is to pass block. So why not just be a power running team this year that also has be the 2012 Patriots.
That's if you're good enough to do it, yeah.
That's the offense I think this team should most closely resemble.
All
which, by the way, did you know this? Top five offense in NFL history.
Which was?
2012 Patriots.
Did not know that.
Most first downs in NFL history.
They're a top five offense
top
based
five
on
scoring,
what?
Top five scoring. Top five scoring offense.
Okay.
So that helps. And also the most first downs in NFL history.
603 says, stop with 1,000 yards being the standard. Adjust to 1,200 yards for extra games. 1,000 was great for 14-game season, not 17. Okay, I generally
agree
with that.
How long did we
have
14-game seasons?
Long time ago.
A long time ago.
Was I alive? It was O.J. Simpson in like 1978 or something.
I think you were alive.
It was forever ago. But
that was the only offensive yards they'd get, too, because they didn't have the forward pass at that point.
Right, and they had leather helmets.
And I also think 1,000 yards for a rookie is a good measuring stick. If he gets 1,000 as a rookie, then I'm going to be talking about 1,200 to 1,400 yards moving forward as the measuring stick. Because, yes, that's an elite running back is 12-plus 100 yards. But for a rookie, I can ask the question, would Travion Henderson get 1,000 yards? And Fitzy says no. Mm-hmm. Hart says yes. 617-779-7937. Up next, we get to 3 o'clock, which means one thing and a very special thing on a Monday. Not only do we have the three-point stance, but we get a contribution from the Behind the Glass boys. Dan Ball, Stiz, can't wait to hear what their three-point stance is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.